Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Sunshine came softly.
Welcome back. 17 till the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, the one and only in the world. Is happy about that. I'm responsible for the chaos around here. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. We're having a great visit with a new friend. Dave Stannard is here. He's a chief small business advocate at Three Insurance. It's a new organization founded by the Berkshire Hathaway Insurance Group. And he's here to talk to us about a new way to look to think about small business insurance, getting coverage, and making it simple. Dave, welcome back. Thanks again for being here. So in the previous segment, we talked about basically the landscape for small business insurance, depending on who you talk to, the average insurance, a small business owner might have literally a handful of different agencies that they work with for different policies. Sure. And some of them, I have had policies myself where it included property, it included liability, and it even included business interruption. But then I had to go somewhere else for workers' comp and, you know, that sort of thing. And errors and omissions, I had to get that somewhere else. Or bonding, that was another company. If I needed a bond, I had to go completely another company. So talk to us about how Three consolidates those.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, so, you know, I think it's interesting in the way you just mentioned it. A lot of small businesses, you know, they'll identify their insurance by the name, right? They'll say, mm-hmm. I have property insurance. But, you know, when you ask them a little bit deeper, do you know exactly what property is covered? You know, in what situations? When something happens, how do you file a claim? They don't necessarily know. Because, you know, all that is spelled out in the policy, but, you know, policies are 30, 40, 50 pages long.
Who reads them? Who reads them, right?
They're full of jargon. they're written for lawyers, not for, you know, regular people.
That's right.
And so, you know, it's very difficult to really understand how they're covered. And, you know, to your point earlier, there's dozens of different kinds of policies. And, you know, the current landscape, you know, puts the burden on the small business owner, you know, identify, you know, maybe every hypothetical disaster scenario that might befall their business, and then try and mix and match, you know, 5 or even 10 different policies from various insurers in order to get the coverage they need. You know, and, you know, they might go to one insurer and they can provide liability insurance, but that same insurer won't have the appetite to sell them workers' comp.
Well, here's what bugs me about that, the industry, Dave, is that one of the agent who may have who might provide me with PNC doesn't even ask me about the other ones. And then when I realize I need it, then I go somewhere else. And when the person could have said, now wait a minute, let's sit down and look at all your risks and let me see what kind of a package I can put together. Now, I'm not saying no one does that. I'm just saying in my career that hasn't happened a lot.
Yeah. And I think it depends on, you know, what size and where, what stage you are as a small business.
I think,
you know, for small business is kind of a vague term, but for small businesses that are established and have been around longer, you know, they may have an agent that they've been with that they trust that's really taken
that's
the
right.
time to get
that's
to know the business.
That's a big deal. That's a big deal.
But for smaller businesses, it's difficult to find an agent that's willing to spend the time and energy to really understand your business in the way that's necessary to really
I've got some really good agents. I know them and they get all my business, but I have to say not one of them has ever actually came to my business and said, okay, Jim, tell me what you're doing, tell me about what your expectations are, let me make sure that I know that when you and I go to sleep at night, I've taken care of your risks. I've never had anybody do that to me. So talk. Let's get into the specifics of Three. How does it work?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, so, I mean, I think we're trying to address that problem that, you know, the nature of insurance is it's so complicated, so convoluted, you know, old, full of jargon. And so for small businesses, it's really too much to get their heads around. So what we did is we created a brand new kind of insurance for small businesses called Three. And it's designed to give small businesses all the property and casualty coverage they need in a single, straightforward policy. So it covers your property, your liability, your auto, your workers' comp, cyber. And it's a single policy. It covers all of that. It's written in plain English in just three pages because we actually want small businesses to read and understand.
Read the three pages, yeah.
Exactly
and
how
one,
they're
one premium for all
you know,
of that?
Finally, for the
one
first
premium
time,
for
really.
All of that, including – do you, you include the, that in one premium, including the workers' comp?
That's right. Yeah, it's all in one single combined policy. That's right.
Do you I'm curious about how you get the workers' comp component in there on three pages, because that's workers' comp for a lot of companies is a very complicated part of their coverage.
Oh yeah. So the thing about workers' comp is it's generally you know the workers' comp is depending on the state is a standardized.
Yeah.
Coverage. So unlike, you know, property coverage, which if you buy it from one insurer versus another insurer, it could be completely different. Workers' comp is, you know, standardized.
But you got different companies. I mean, they got different risks. You got somebody over here changing a tire. You got somebody over here using a saw. I want to ask you some more questions about this after the break. We're going to get to Dave Stannard back after the break, folks. Well, I want to ask him. I'm also going to ask him about business interruption insurance. I'm looking at his list here. I don't see business interruption in there. I wonder why. Maybe it's just it got left off. Maybe they don't offer it. We'll know after the break. Tintail. This is one of the confusing parts of small business insurance. Business interruption. Tintail, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.